This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us here on the show is a potential first-round draft pick in the NFL draft in April. Tight end for the Alabama Crimson Tide. He has won a national championship with the Tide. Been an all-SEC player as well. Tight end Irv Smith Jr. joining us this morning on the show. Irv, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How's it going?
Doing great, man. Thanks so much for joining us. Your college career filled with success, but originally you were looking at Texas A&M, then decided to play for Nick Saban in Alabama. I'm sure you're thrilled with how that ended up, but in terms of making that choice, what you expected from Alabama, was it what you got out of playing at Alabama, or was it different than you expected?
It wasn't too much different. I knew I was gonna come in and have a chance to win championships and, you know, play at the highest level. But I didn't know how certain my career was gonna go, you know. I just knew we're working hard and, you know, with perseverance I was going to have an opportunity to play and make plays on the football field.
If our listeners recognize the name Irv Smith and tight end, it's because your dad played in the NFL throughout the 90s. He was drafted in the 90s, played for the Saints, the Niners, and the Browns at tight end as well. Do you like being compared to your dad, or do you want to grow away from his shadow?
I mean, you know, it's cool because, we have the same name, so a lot of people – they see that and they say, "Oh, Irv Smith." But and then, you know, I'm junior now, so you know, it's cool having him. How he had that experience and just seeing how he played the game and stuff. But you know, I feel like our game's a little different, and you know, I just want to show everybody how to play tight end and how I like to do things.
Yeah, I mean, back when he was drafted, there was a lot more blocking that went to that position, and now it's much more of a pass-catching position in the NFL. Can you look at old film of your dad and take things away, or is it kind of a new position that you're playing because the league changed?
I mean, you know, tight ends, you still got to be able to block and put your hand on the ground, but, I mean, he did both of those well. You know, I always see, like, you always see the big play he had, I think it was in Indiana, where he caught the ball and like had like five dudes on his back and scored a touchdown. So, you know, when I see stuff like that, it's awesome. And I just try to implement my game like that.
What did you learn from O.J. Howard, tight end at Alabama, when you came in and played under him?
I just try to soak everything in and just see how he played, how mature he was, and just how he carried himself on the every day at practice and going to the game. So, you know, it was awesome being behind him a year and just seeing how to play the game like a pro.
Some people would describe playing for Nick Saban as hard, maybe exciting, because you get to play in a lot of championship games and big games. If there was one word to describe playing for Saban, what would you give?
I say greatness. Like, it's very demanding, but you know, the end result is so much worth it. So, you know, I played 3 years at Alabama, and I played in 3 national championships. And not many people can say they've done that. So, you know, at the end of the day, the end result is all worth it.
Irv Smith Jr. joins us, tight end for the Crimson Tide, heading into the NFL draft. So this is interesting because you played in 3 national championship games, and you played Clemson in 2 of them, and played 2 absolute thrillers, obviously, when it comes to the national championship games against Clemson. Everybody at Alabama usually hates Auburn, but do you actually dislike Clemson more than Auburn?
I mean, I don't know too much. Like, I feel like losing to Clemson twice is tough. So, I mean, I feel like Auburn's always going to be number one just because the rivalries are going with it. But you know, Clemson and Alabama is starting a rivalry now because you play them so many times now. So, you know, it's crazy how it's all working out.
Are you surprised that Clemson was able to win that game by that much? I think some people picked Clemson to win, but was surprised it was a blowout. Were you guys surprised?
I mean, definitely. You know, you go into every game, you know, trying to win the game. That's a biggest goal. So, you know, I feel like we didn't play our best game, obviously, and, you know, we lost a lot of points on the board, but, you know, Clemson played a great game and props to them.
You mentioned greatness, and the one thing that seems to be a constant with Alabama and coaching and playing under Coach Nick Saban is that he's going to squeeze the very best out of you, however he can possibly do it. Do you think you got more out of your college career and your talent than if you had gone somewhere else?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, if I would have went somewhere else, I probably could have played early my freshman year. But, I mean, I knew, like, after, like, first, like, after camp coming in, I knew I wasn't really ready to start, you know, and I felt like just being behind OJ and watching, like, better players or, like, other players play, it just gave me, you know, more motivation just to be ready. And, I mean, that's how it is. Like, when your number's called, you got to make the most of it. And, you know, that's all I have to say for like, the young guys and stuff like that.
What's it like playing with Tua? What's it like in that huddle with Tua as your quarterback?
I mean, it's awesome. You know, he's a great leader. He's very motivated. And, you know, he just whatever we got to do to win and score points, he's gonna put everyone in the right place.
One of the highest-rated tight ends of the upcoming NFL draft, Irv Smith Jr., 6'4", 245, coming out of Clemson. Championship game experience, big game experience, a very good pass catcher as well. Could be going as high as the first round. Irv, congratulations on the success already, man. Good luck going into the draft. Hope to see you picked early.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.